Surprisingly, fashion was my connection to music, you know. It was, I mean, ultimately, you know, it wasn't the only connection, shall I say, but it was because I lived in New York City and I lived in New York because I was a model and blah, 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 blah.
Karen Elson always wanted to be a musician, but she became a model instead. And then modeling led her back into music. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Karen Elson is known to a lot of people as the model who married Jack White. But her musical background is a lot more complicated. When modeling brought Karen to New York from her native Northern England, she got involved with the downtown art scene here and helped start the political cabaret troupe, the Citizens Band. On Karen Elson's debut album, The Ghost Who Walks, you can hear that her influences are as diverse as her interests, from modern rock to old-time folk. And when Karen talked with FUV's Elisa Alley, she explained how she came to those influences, starting with another British singer, PJ Harvey.
That one song, Down by the Water, the video is just bewitching, you know? She's just sort of doing this magic, PJ Harvey's doing this magical, such like an enchanting gypsy dance, and the song, you know, she's like little fish, big fish. It's just, oh, it was devastating. And it really, you know, also to see a woman sort of being in touch with the darker side of herself, I found it very fascinating. And just, again, it connected. I connected with it. And I remember reading in an interview that PJ Harvey loved, you know, Howling Wolf, and, you know, got into Howling Wolf, and then obviously got into Nick Cave. And obviously, when I bought Murder Ballads, I wanted to know, where do these songs come from? And then I, you know, I bought the Smithsonian Folkways box set, which had a ton of Murder Ballads on that collection. And I love that about music, you know? There's always something, there's always a song you don't know. There's always something to learn and always something to be inspired by. And yeah, you're never lost. You're never alone with music.
The ghost who walks, she's on the prowl. For the man she loved, he cut her down. It was an ordinary night in June when he drove her to the lake so they could watch the full moon. The ghost who walks, she's on the prowl. For the man she loved, he laid her down in the tall grass. He kissed her cheek, but with a knife in his hand, he plunged it in deep. She looked at him with pleading eyes. He softly spoke, "My dear, the love has died."
Just for the longest time, I guess I felt I had a devil on my shoulder who kept telling me, like, you know, this is a hopeless dream to make a record. It's, you know, I'm in the cabaret, I collaborate with a bunch of people, but to do my own thing, it's going to get slammed, you know. I just kept thinking, you know, that devil was telling me, you're a model, you're, you know, you got the Jack White connection. As great as those things
right, they
could
can also
be,
work
but they could also
you.
Make people not, like, appreciate that the creative process was mine, and that's really important to me, but it was, I just had to sort of flick the devil off my shoulder one day and say, you know, there's always going to be people who are going to judge you and going to maybe think that, have preconceived ideas, but the one thing you can do is just stand up, be bold, and do what I love and sing my heart out. But it took a while to get there. It really did.
Got me hanging on a string, honey. Got me hanging for dear life. Mama told me not so bold, and I'm paying a heavy price. I fell headfirst into the fire. What a foolish thing to do. Gambled every bit of sense I had, and I've lost it all to you. All to you. You take my breath. My last request is that you will always love me the best. So all your pretty babies can have the last laugh, I guess.
Karen Elson and live versions of Pretty Babies and the title track from her debut, The Ghost Who Walks. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Hear more from Karen Elson at WFUV.org.